and 48 degrees. Right now it is time for us to be joined by Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack from Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. You can always find them on the web, tqag.com on the web, and you can also find them on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com on demand. Appraise this. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the guys. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I was thumbing through some news articles yesterday, and yes. I see those Michael Jordan shoes sold for $560,000.
Yes. Do you believe
What's the
that?
Matter? What's the matter with us people? We're like, this is this really is why the Muslim nations hate us.
Well, you know, there were over 25 different bidders, 25 bids. It just kept going. It's also a timing thing because of the mini series that was on about Michael Jordan and his career and his life. But he's also the provenance. You know, he wore these. This is the first. And what we've said this a lot on this show. It's the first and the last of anything always is very desirable. And I think that's what it was, a perfect storm of everything. He wore them. He signed them. And one lot. I mean, and I was thinking of that when I saw what it sold for. When I worked at Christie's and we were doing a toy auction and putting things together, and like 300 lots or 400 lots would be $500,000. This was just one, and it just did so well. And it's one item. And those are the things that it's what people look for too.
Well, that being said, coming up at Julian's on the 21st of May is another sports auction. And in this one, there's a lot of Olympic memorabilia, but I think the highlights that we're going to have to be watching are the Kobe Bryant things.
Oh,
there's an entire uniform, Lakers uniform, that was game worn, estimated at 10 to 20,000, which is, you don't know how, you know, these estimates are just that exactly. But right now, the current bid is at $10,000. And the auction is going to start in 2 days. It'll happen in 2 days. So there's probably 10 or 15 lots that are Kobe Bryant. Some of them are jerseys. There's some shoes, signed basketballs,
the handprints.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with those as well. As far as the Olympic memorabilia, there's probably about 20 or 25 lots of Olympic memorabilia going back to the 1928 Olympics all the way up to South America. So it's going to be an interesting sale to watch. And I think the timing of that also is because we were supposed to have the Summer Olympics this coming July.
Right.
So, and now that that's not happening, I think even more so, this is going to draw some attention to these items.
Yeah. Well, and also coming up, Julian's is also offering two major guitars. One is Kurt Cobain's acoustic guitar that he played on the MTV Unplugged concert. So that's huge. And they're expecting that to sell for over $1 million. And they also have an extremely rare custom-made Prince Purple Cloud guitars. I think there were four cloud guitars that were produced, and that was for the movie Purple Rain. And the one, number one, is in the Smithsonian. They're not sure where number two is. Number four or three is, I think, the one that's being offered at Julian's, and they know where number four is. So that's also another just really big, a big draw, which is interesting because in this marketplace, you're thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, with the virus and everybody staying home and nobody has money, Well, you know, when good stuff always sells, no matter what the what's going on. And that's from an appraisal standpoint, too, is that that's what we have to look at, is you have to look at where, what is the marketplace? What's going on for that particular asset? Because there are other asset classes that may not be doing as well, like, you know, just, and not to pick on brown furniture, but brown furniture. And unless it's really spectacular, it's, if it's mass produced stuff, it's mass produced stuff. And that's been out there. And that isn't what people are spending their money on. They're now looking at, oh, what could I put my money into that has the potential to increase? Because maybe the stock market, they don't want to put their money there. So maybe they're putting it somewhere else. So there's a lot of factors that go into this as well.
I don't know. I just, you know, I don't mean to be a nasty, mean old man, but I look at $550,000 for a pair of sneakers. And and I just say to myself, for, let's just say for people that are homeless, if someone were to donate $550,000 to the city of Los Angeles, instead of having that homeless city set up under the underpasses and stuff,
right?
Tiny houses at $10,000 a piece, you could put 50 tiny houses in an area that these people would have shelter. And that's just to start with one of those. I mean, it's these things like that get to me just a little bit. Now, they're sneakers. Now, I can see cars and I can see diamonds. I can see, but, you know, with sneakers, it just hits me as saying, come on, can't you donate your money to something really worthwhile? But yeah, it's not me. I don't have millions of dollars. I don't have the desire to. I mean, all I want in life is to eventually be able to purchase a 1967 Lincoln Continental convertible. That's all.
That's all.
You don't want to buy an Edsel?
No, I want to. I just said they go for $25,000 to $30,000. One of these days, it would be nice if I could get that. I've always wanted one because they're such sharp looking cars, white with a red leather interior. Right. If anybody's listening out there, that wants to. But really, I understand. I understand art auctions. I understand automobile auctions. I understand auctions in general, small auctions and stuff. But every once in a while, like I say, when a pair of sneakers or if somebody's pair of socks went for like $100,000,
right,
it's just got to be something. Because, you know, no one's – you're just getting those and no one else is going to ever see them again.
Well, unless they go to a museum. But there are – and there have been sneaker collections and – auctions dedicated to sneakers, and there's a whole collector group for it, because a lot of the street artists got into it and they produced some. They partnered with Nike. There's some sports things, even in the sports auction that's coming up that Julian's is offering. They have a number of the soccer boots that that were worn by a variety of different soccer players that are coming up for auction. So it's an area that I've been doing this 30 years, and I've not seen shoes like that. I mean, Greg and I went to the shoe museum in Toronto. So we know that there are buyers for certain things, but that was more about examples of time periods and some celebrities, but it wasn't until really the 2000s that more and more shoes were coming up on the marketplace and really bringing these crazy numbers. So it's interesting.
Well, I'm sorry that I've been Bernie Sanderized. So I'm just grouchy as Bernie when things like
that. I get it. I get it. And I understand.
I'm not criticizing auctions at all, because if it's one thing people like to do in life, and it doesn't matter who you are or what country you're in, if you see something that you like, you'd like to have it.
If people collect.
That's called human nature.
Yeah, that's it. So I understand that, I think it would be wild to be involved in one of these auctions, probably the adrenaline rush, not only for the person are the people making the bids, but also for the auctioneer must be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you finish the auction, there must be an incredible high you feel.
There is. And it's just fascinating when these incredible pieces are being sold and you're basically the conductor of whether it's a train or an orchestra. It's either going very quickly and fast, and you then maybe have to slow it down and here it is and wait and be able to read the audience. And there's a whole lot of, are they going to go one more? Is it time to close? When do you bring that gavel down? There's a lot that goes on, and it's a real high. And after every auction is it's exhausting because you're also doing it for depending on how many lots and the hours, but you need time to just, okay, you're tired, but you can't sleep. You just need to, decompress basically. So, but there's a lot of adrenaline that goes through in these auctions.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't also mention this coming up very soon at the end of the month or the beginning, actually June the 1st, would have been Marilyn Monroe's 94th birthday. Naturally, Julian's is doing a birthday auction for her 94th birthday. So they're selling 153 lots of Marilyn Monroe memorabilia. Everything from signed checks, tote bags, magazine covers, photographs, you name it, it's in there. So that'll be a fun thing. But it's hard to believe that after all this time, had Marilyn, well, she's probably with Elvis right now in Vegas. so I understand she's been spotted. But yeah, June the 1st will... would have been her 94th birthday. So it's kind of hard to believe what she would be at 94 if she were still alive. But that's just a little bit of trivia, auction trivia.
Well, so. And she's a huge icon in the auction world, and that's interesting that they're devoting a whole sale to that. That's great.
And I want to wrap things up with the auction for the common people, eBay. you guys remember the Flobee hair cutting system?
Oh my God! Yeah. Yes, I had a Flobee.
Okay, and originally they were priced anywhere from $65 to $85, $90 when they came out. On eBay, Flobee systems are selling at $149.95, and the auction is not over yet.
Well, people can't get their hairdresser appointment.
Let me tell you something. They didn't work when I bought it, and they're still not going to work today.
And I bet you that it's going to wind up at like $300 that somebody's going to buy.
Probably. And have a haircut that is crazy. Just get a bowl.
Look like one of the Three Stooges. Right. All right, guys, I want you to continue to stay safe, all right?
Hey
you too.
You too.
Take care, guys.
Take care, Marshall.
Bye.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This.